I was lucky enough to be at the Mining Indaba for some of the 25th edition of the Investing in African Mining Indaba, which concluded at the Cape Town International Conference Center on Thursday. And one of the things that came through strongly from the Department of Mineral Resources was the focus on small-scale mining and artisanal mining. And the man behind that is the Deputy Minister of Mineral Resources, Godfrey Olifant, who joins me on the line now. Minister, thank you very much for joining me. Good morning.
Good morning, and good morning to your listeners.
What potential exists in small-scale and artisanal mining in South Africa?
Three areas of focus. One, there are a lot of people who want to get into that space. Some of them are in that space even illegally because we are slow in responding into those. And secondly, that some of the minerals are being just sterilized by big companies who are not actually having plans to use them. So it's one area. The opportunity is there. We just have to coordinate it. Secondly, is that there are massive opportunities in terms of the endowment that we have in this area. And lastly, that is a potential that we need to ensure that we enhance properly, and we are actually on top of that situation, although in some areas we find some regrettable situations where people go into dangerous areas, for instance, like the accident that we recently had.
I suppose traditionally South Africa has really invested in bigger companies that do deep sort of diving, if you like, into the bowels of the earth in order for them to extract the minerals. Would these small scale and artisanal miners be mining gold, diamond, platinum, those kind of things we know, but just on a much reduced scale?
No, both have actually been coexisting for many years. Artisanal mining is not something new. It's just that the laws of the country have been much more favorable to big companies like the giants that we have today. And those giants are some of them that have really sterilized the areas that needed to be taken by others. For instance, you've got one company that has got rights for the next 500 years. It cannot be. You've got to ensure that our people who are excluded. In this area of mining before, whether artisanal or even junior miners, have got access. That's what we are panting for, that's what we are pushing for, etc. We're also mindful of the fact that the only best way to deal with what we call term illegal mining is to try and regularize it, legalize it where it is possible and safe to do so. And we've got examples, for instance, in the Kimberley area, where it was initially tough, but we sat down with the companies, with the premier's office and the leadership there, to say that this can be done, and it's done. The people are working for themselves in those areas and not for other big companies. And you can see the progress. Our people are not asking for swimming pools. They just want to work for themselves and make a living. It's not easy. It's difficult. But most of them are people who have been working in the mines before, retrenched, sitting at home, and they know the assets.
So what needs to happen then for the regulatory framework in this space to be created, amended, to make it possible for small-scale and artisanal mining?
It's created already. It just has to be accelerated. We've got good pockets of excellence that we were able to do, for instance, in Gauteng. There were areas that needed rehabilitation, and people were able to reprocess some of the areas that still had some resources, and it was on the surface. In Kimberley, the diamonds that we are talking about, we are talking about sand mining in other areas. So it is possible. We have asked our regional officers to say that they must focus in this area. We're trying to not link it too much with people who are really wanting to do illegal things. You see, there are people who are going to areas, for instance, underground, in the old gold areas, to mine pillars. And if you mine pillars are those areas that were left having some resource to be able to hold the underground together. They go there and mine there, and it's dangerous and so on. But also they've opened up for criminality, people who do wrong things and go underground to hibernate there during the day and so on. So we're trying to de-link genuine artisanal mining that need to be regulated, that need to be supported, from those that are there to do criminality.
We were reporting this past Thursday the confirmed death of five people who had trespassed a disused coal mine, Gloria Coal Mine, near a town in Middelburg. And obviously there were 20 other people who were trapped in that process. Number one, do we know where we are now with that? And I suppose, more importantly, number two, what is government putting in place to ensure that if Africa Melane, a giant juggernaut of a mining company, was mining in that space, that when I leave it, I make sure that it will not cause any danger or harm from illegal miners who will be going in there to try and extract some value still?
On the specific one that you're referring to now, where five people died and we're still getting some reports about those who are trapped, we're waiting for the report, so it will be premature to give you a comprehensive report or story on this one. But regrettably, we've been mining in this country for many years, and some of the mining has been very irresponsible, even from the big giants, that have left a lot of ownerless, derelict, disused mines. And that is some of the problems that we're facing. It's a liability for the state now to try and rehabilitate that. We're doing that, but the space is much on the slow side. We need to accelerate it. And secondly, having said that, is that it's difficult to police it, because some of those we they are very out there, unattended to. So that's where some of the accidents and some of the difficult areas are coming in. It's a matter that we're looking into. At least we know that after doing an assessment, we've got over 6,000 of those ownerless mines that are derelict now. And there's a program to try and accelerate rehabilitation there.
Is there, I don't know, a geological mapping, I suppose, that your department has access to, whether nationally or provincially, that can give us a sense of how much mineral is still left in a lot of these disused mines? And could that be used by would-be small-scale artisanal miners to go and seek the financing necessary to make them able to start the operations, obviously after having followed the legislative framework?
The bold answer is yes. We've got a national footprint. We've got Council for Geosciences, which is an institution that, lucky for South Africa, has been around for over 100 years, having mapped the whole country, knowing exactly where some of the holes are and also where the issues are. What we might not be able to tell is how much of potential is still there in the disused mines, because some of them are actually depleted but not fully rehabilitated. But what we do know with our experience, knowledge, and expertise is that South Africa is so endowed with minerals that we are going to be mining still for the next 100 years plus.
And hopefully in the process, unlocking employment opportunities, which every political party, including your own, is obviously going to be focused on come these elections.
On the rehabilitation alone, although we see it as part of the legacy of irresponsible mining, we know that also we can convert it into an opportunity. I've always said that we can have rehabilitation festival of activities in this country of high proportions and create a lot of jobs. But in that, you'll have to have South Africans from bottom up to be able to say, this is the area, I've seen it, it can be done. Go to the municipality and say, this is in your area, we can rehabilitate this, and we together can agree on how we use this land after rehabilitation. We've tested some of those models in some areas. It's coming together, but I see this as an opportunity. But secondly, also, as we go forward, we've got to unlock value. This whole sterilization of minerals, we've got to see how we deal with it, unlock value, create jobs and entrepreneurs, and proper industrialists which are transformed in the mining industry. That's what we can do. It's doable. We just have to up the pace a bit and ensure that we occupy that space properly.
Well, I hope we up that pace a bit quite soon, Deputy Minister, because then we, as I said, exploit the opportunities that are available there, but also hopefully discourage people from accessing and trespassing disused mines and putting their lives in danger. Thank you very much to the Deputy Minister of the Mineral Resources, Godfrey Olifant, talking to us there about the opportunities that can be realized in the small scale and artisanal mining sector in this country.